Couple of announcements before we begin. Number one, we're having an early shiur today, which I'm giving contemporary halacha. And I think on the third floor, first hall, the end room there, you know, that big room on the end. I'm sure you'll find it. Those that would like to come are welcome to come. Okay. I will be giving two other contemporary halacha on Hilchas Mezuzah after Pesach, which also welcome to come. This Sunday, Bez Hashem, we're going to have a 26-page packet, Bez Hashem, on Tainus Bechorim and all the ramifications of Tainus Bechorim, which Baruch Hashem is the first time in my life that it's relevant to me, because I'm not a Bechor, but if you have a son who's a cotton, so then it's brought down, you're supposed to fast for Bechor cotton. So we'll discuss all the issues of Tainus Bechorim. I mean, if you're not a Bechor, it's an interesting topic. And but does a seum help? Does it not help? That's the shot. Relevant to seum during the 9 days as well that people make. What's the story there? Bez Hashem, I plan Bez Hashem to make a packet on kitnios, minhag of kitnios, and the relevant issues for that. And other than when do the shiur go until before Pesach? Tuesday is the rishir. Huh? Tuesday. Right. Okay, so we have a nice amount of time. So I'll try to make as many packets as we can. And we'll see what we can do. Ben Goldstein told me he was going around to get the guys for... Hopefully we'll have a Shabbaton. I have to confirm the date with Rabbi Hammer. Hopefully after Pesach, not the Shabbos right after Pesach, but hopefully the Shabbos after that, if that's okay with him. So please let him know. And then, I know it's a little bit early for Shavuos, but we should try, if we can, to make arrangements, if we can, to get together for Shavuos. So we should see what the story is. There's a nice chevra of guys. We can learn together, have a nice packet together. Last year we did it. 2 years ago we did it. So we'll try to do it again this year as well. Okay. This week's parsha is Vayikra, the parsha of Karbanos. But before we get to the Karbanos, the first pasuk in the parsha of Vayikra, El Moshe Vayadaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Lemor. So Rashi comments Hakol holechu magil la'oznov v'chol Yisrael lo hayu shomim. There was a call that only Moshe heard. Vayikra al Moshe means that there was a kriya to Moshe. So I think some explain, if it would have said Vayikra Hashem O Moshe, that of course he's speaking to Moshe. Vayikra is Mashma, he just gave out a kriya. But it was only El Moshe, because it was only Moshe who heard. But it was a call that went out that only Moshe heard. Kol Yisrael lo hayu shomim. What is this idea? That there's a call that goes out by Yikra, and only Moshe hears. So the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim, which is one of the Gedolei HaChassidus, wants to explain this Rashi based on a Mishnah. Actually, it's a Brisa, it's the last Perek, so we call that the Brisa of Pirkei Avos.
Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Bechol yom vayom baskol yotzeis mihar choriv.
Every day a voice, a baskol, goes out from Har Choriv, that's Har Sinai. Umachrezes v'omeres, and the baskol says, Oy lahem lebrios me'elbona shel Torah. Woe to the people who defame the Torah by not learning it. Shekol misha ein osa b'Torah, someone who's not osik b'Torah, is nikra nozof. He's like excommunicated. Shenem manezim zah ba'af kazir. Isha yifar v'soras tam. So Omer, aluchos mois alakim, mechon mechon alakim, choros aluchos, altikah choros alacherus, shek ein lecha b'chor misha osik b'talmud Torah. So, what's being said over here? There's a the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, that there's a baskol that comes out from Har Sinai every day and says, woe to the people who are not learning Torah. So the question that's raised, the Baal Shem Tov actually raised this question. And what's the point of the baskol if no one hears it? Did you ever hear the bas call? If you don't hear it, what's the point that there's a bas call that comes out every day from Har Choriv? So this question is dealt with by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which was the first Hasidic sefer to be written, the Toldos. And if you're buying it, you should get this edition because this has the nice notes on the bottom. It's five volumes, and this is the edition of the Toldos that you should get if you're interested in buying. Told us. Oh, yes, Shlomo, beard, Hiksha Mori. Mori is the Baal Shem Tov. Masha Omru Chachameinu Zal, Bechol Yom Baskol Yotzeis Mehachorev Umachrezes. Memanavshach. Im Yevshar Sheyishma Shum Odom, Hakruz Hazeh, Im Keim Elama Yotzeis, Baskol Klal. Right? If you can't hear it, so why is the Baskol speaking? And if we could hear it, so why don't we hear it? Because if it's something it's not audible, then what's the point of it? If it is audible, why don't we hear it? So what's going on? He says like this, that when a person has hirhurei tshuva, all of a sudden he has a gut inside that he should do something. He has a feeling about something inside his heart. Where does that feeling come from? You know where that feeling comes from? His neshama is picking up the sound waves from that baskol that's yotzei mihar choriv. And that's where the inspiration is coming from. The inspiration is coming from that baskol. So in a chanami, if you're looking, trying to hear, then you'll hear it. You'll get that inspiration. And the hirhurei tshuva or hirhurei maisim tovim that a person gets is because his neshama is in tune with that baskol. So that's how the Baal Shem Tov explains the Pirkei Avos. So the Sefer Degel Machaneh Ephraim, on page 7, he says that's perhaps the pshat over here, Vayikra al Moshe. Hu pirish Rashi, elav haya magi akol, shulavat shama v'chol yisrael lo shomu. V'yishlomo v'zeh v'derech remez, al pima sheshamati mi'adoni oviz keini, ala gemara v'chol yom baskol yotzis mi'chorev, v'hikshe m'manavshach. Whereas if he gets the hero tshuva, he realizes that's because Hashem is speaking to him. Hashem is sending a message to him. So he picks up on that. The Shabbat Shuvah Shleima. Avol Misha Ein Bo Das Ein Margish Klal
Bihura Tshuva. Shabalo, Veino Poleo of Klal. But a person who doesn't have Das, he doesn't, he feels Bihura Tshuva, but he doesn't do anything. He doesn't act upon it. Because he's not thinking that it's coming from Hashem. So it says, that's the pshat, when Rashi says, Vayikra, Hainu, Mashakor, Machrizim, Chol Yom, Jeruhu, Tshuva, El Moshe, Rak Eilov, Megi, El Kol. In other words, only somebody who's Bechinas Moshe, who's willing to think about the inspiration that he got and now act upon it, that you have to be a special type of person to pick up on the call. And to realize that if you have that Hirur Tshuva inside of you, that means that Hashem is speaking to you directly. So it's Vayikra Moshe, only Moshe himself, or someone who's a person like that, picks it up. Other people just hear it, and it dissipates. They get inspired, but then they forget about it. So it's only Vayikra Moshe. The other people didn't hear it. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu who picks it up and acts upon it. I remember several years ago, I'd say, around 10 years ago, when Rav Goldwicht, the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, passed away, and there was a hesped for him, different hespedim. I mean, obviously the Levi was in Eretz Yisrael, but there were hespedim here in Manhattan, and one of the hespedim was given by Rav Lachman of Keren B'Yavne, and he said that the idea is that people, there are a lot of voices going around. There's a lot of, Hashem is sending us messages all the time. A lot of times we don't pick it up. Hashem, like sometimes Hashem, you're involved in a certain profession and you see you don't like it, and Hashem is giving you a message. Maybe you should do something else. You know, Hashem, or you know, a lot of things come in life. Hashem sometimes sends you a shidduch. So sometimes it's really not for you. But sometimes you have to think more about it. Maybe it is. You know, you have to pick up the messages from Hashem. And what he was saying is that Rav Goldwicht saw the need of the time to start the yeshiva, and he picked up that call, even though he was somebody who was just coming from, a yeshiva. He was just sitting and learning, wasn't involved in, you know, necessarily going out to teach. But he was the one that people sought to start the yeshiva, so he took it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a lot of times we have to pick up these messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understand that these things, these inspirations that we're getting, are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of telling us to do this or not to do this. And it's, you always have to be sensitive to the hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends upon you. Doesn't mean you always have to act upon it. Sometimes you should discuss it with somebody to discuss whether a person has a certain feeling that this job he's in is not good, he should really go into this, or this shidduch is good or is not good, you know, for him. So it's something you have to pick up, those messages, and that's the So that's the beginning. Now I'd like to tie this in to Korbanos. Pasuk says, and I apologize, I didn't bracket it. Page 8. Perek Bey's Pasuk Aleph. Nefesh ki sakriv korban minchal Hashem. So it's talking about a person bringing a korban mincha l'Hashem. And Rashi points, famous Rashi, that the only reason why it says nefesh over here by mincha is because who gives a mincha? It's normally an ani, because he can't afford to give an animal. So Hashem says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mala Ani Allah Kilu Hikriv Nafsho. That's what the Rashi says. That the person giving the korban mincha, he's an ami, so he does what he can. However, look on page 10 again. I didn't bracket it, but pasuk by the dalad beis nefesh kisechta in the das kainim
on the very right side, the top right side of the page, Dalad Beis. Nefesh ki sechta. Adam ki yechta en ksiv kan ala nefesh. Why does it say nefesh ki sechta? It should say Adam ki yechta. What's nefesh ki sechta? So Rashi gave his teretz, but he says a different word. He says, Mashal l'shnei b'nei Adam. He gives a mashal to two people that sinned against the king. Echad nochri ve'echad mibnei paltin shalom. One is a stranger who sinned against the king, and one is somebody from his palace. Helu shneim l'bima l'adun. So the king brought them up to the bima to, you know, paskin on them, to see should they be executed, should they not be executed. Fitziva melch liftor es hanochri. He said, the guy who doesn't, the foreigner, the king excused. Fez ben apaltin l'adun b'yisurim. And the guy from the palace who sinned against the king, he said he should be tortured. Now the question is, they seemingly did the same sin or a similar sin. Amrlo b'nei paltin shalom. Hello gam zechot alecho. How come you excused him and not me? Amrlem zen nochri ve'enu makir betuvi. Aval zeshu b'mnei besi makir betuvi u'pasha. He says, this guy doesn't understand who I am. So therefore, he doesn't understand the chashivas of a king. So therefore, he doesn't understand. I forgave him. But you live in the palace. You know the chashivas of a king. And yet you still sinned. Therefore, you get punished. So the same thing over here. The guf is not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guf is from this world. The neshama comes from the Kisei HaKavod. So when a person sins, the ikar chet is the chet of the neshama. And that's why after a person sins, dies, the guf goes into the ground, and the neshama gets yisurim. Because the neshama is really what knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu and still sins. And that's the idea of nefesh ki sechta. Because it's the nefesh that really is the problem. It's like the two people. The guf is a foreigner. Doesn't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So that's going to just disintegrate. The nefesh gets yisurim because the nefesh knows. Oh, but I'd like to say further, and we'll see. But before we explain even further, there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, what the point of karbonos are. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim on page 11. He says two different things. He says, "Mohan Havazu Atzmavid, Beosa Manig is Roman Misala, Nemru Dvarim Rabin Bitarosu, Fish Yevshalotzes Menakotza Lakotza, and Negdi Bivasachas." But you can't go to extremes. Whereas people used to slaughter these animals to Avodah Zarah. That was the Avodah Zarah practice, that they would slaughter the animals. And people enjoyed doing that. So what are you going to tell people? Stop Avodah Zarah and don't slaughter. People can't go from one extreme to the other, from slaughtering to not. So you know what we tell them? Don't slaughter for the Avodah Zarah, slaughter to God, slaughter to Ribbono Shel Olam. This way, it'll gradually wean you away from Avodah Zarah. So that's what it says. Third line. You can't go from extreme to extreme right away. So therefore, the pshat is, you have to be weaned away. So since then, the extreme was that they were over at Avodah Zarah through shechting to the Avodah Zarah, so we can't. If you were doing something like that, you can't just say stop. Try to now do it to Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the way to gradually wean you away. That's the Rambam. The Rambam writes elsewhere in the Mor Nevuchim on page 13 that the other idea was that some people used to worship the animals, and therefore we're slaughtering them to show we don't believe in them. But that's a different idea. But both concepts of the Rambam is that a bittul of Avodah Zarah, that slaughtering of the animals was either the way they practice Avodah Zarah, and therefore you can't tell us just to go away from it, and or those were the Avodah Zarahs, and therefore we're told to destroy them to show we don't believe in them. The Ramban doesn't like these pshatim. The Ramban, on page 15, says he doesn't think it's true. Hinei, v'kosev z'hayatam ha-karbonos sheim isha reich nichoch ma-shem, ve'omar rab v'mer nevuchim k'tam karbonos v'avur ha-shamitzvim v'kazim v'shayusol gevim v'toshom v'artzim v'yolom yudim v'bokor latzom. See, he's saying the second pshat in the Rambam, that they used to worship these things. So therefore, we dafka kill them. So it's a way of negating Avodah Zarah. That was, in other words, the second pshat in the Rambam, that they used to worship these animals, so we're destroying them. But the Ramban doesn't like it. The second arrow on the left side, you see that korbanos were brought even when it wasn't, there was no Avodah Zarah around. So therefore, the Ramban writes on page 16, in other words, a person sinned, so he did a wrong maisa, he had a wrong machshava, so he's so mechyodav keneged the maisa, he puts his hand on the head of the korban, he's misvada in his mouth keneged the dibur, and then it's burnt. So he should kidei yeshayachshav adam vasosu kol eila ki chata leilokal begufu v'nafshav, and he should realize that really he should be burnt on the fire. But Hashem is merciful. So this is a way of getting kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are two pshatim. The Rambam says that it's the negate of Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban says that it's a way of atoning on yourself. It's a way of atoning on yourself. That so it's as if you should realize that really you should have been on the Mizbeach. The Abarbanel wants to say that maybe the Rambam really agrees to Ramban. On the end, the last three lines, in Cain, Shnei Kavonis Nimtu B'Korbonis Kamo Harav Amore. Rishona he Sheir Bilvad Haramban. Hasheni Shneim Kevin Shishal B'Zos Hamitzvah. Okay, it could be they're both right. Both ideas are true. The Meshech Chochma has his famous idea that he says Hakadmonim on page 18. Hakadmonim. Nechleku b'tam b'karbonos. Hamore, the Mor Nevuchim, omar ki hu l'archik lev adam y'avodah zarah. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says it's to get you away from avodah zarah. The Ramban v'siyato amru ki hu l'kariv kol kochos olomos. It's to mekariv you to Hashem. It's reich nichoach to Hashem. And he says, "Who enyun elektri ruchani?" It's some spiritual electricity. Pulas hakohen. Also, whereas that when the korban is brought, something is happening in the olamos elyonim. And then he says, "Ula yesh lahachriya." What does lahachriya mean? Lahachriya means you have two opinions. One says it's to rid us from avodah zarah. The other one says it's to atone for our sins and get us closer to God. So maybe they're both right, but one is right in one case and one is right in the other case. Because we have two types of korbanos. We have a korbanos and a bama, right? Sometimes bamas were permitted. They could have a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes bamas were forbidden. And you had to dafka bring the korban dafka in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan.
So he says the karbanas bama is only laharchik from avodah zara.
But the idea of the Beis HaMikdash is to mekarev us to Hashem, to bring us close to Hashem. So what I'd like to suggest, Rabosai, is the following. We saw that the idea of the Daz Kain in Balitosis is the ikar of the sin is the nefesh, because the nefesh is closer to God. But what does it mean, nefesh ki sechta? What does techta mean? What does the Lashon Chet mean? Chet is a sin. Why does it mean a sin? So, you know, the pasuk means, pasuk in Nach, chatoim. What does chatoim mean, literally? It means off the mark. When you're shooting in a bow and arrow, and you didn't get it in, you were off, that's called your machti. In other words, you didn't aim it properly. That's what a chet, the literal Lashon of chet means. That you didn't aim it properly. So I think the idea is, nefesh ki sechta, is that everyone's nefesh is supposed to be in tune with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to listen for the signals of what the nefesh is supposed to be doing. For a certain reason, nefesh is supposed to be involved in chinuch, or this nefesh is supposed to be more involved in chesed, or this nefesh is supposed to be going to work but learning min kovei itim. Different people's nefesh are roy for some what they're supposed to be doing. When you kote, means you went off the mark. You didn't hear, you didn't pick it up right. You didn't pick up the message right, what you're supposed to be doing. Because you're not in touch. And the idea of getting close, and I think that's the two pshatim. What's the idea of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is all the things that are misguiding you. So you got to get rid of that. But then you have to focus on what's right. First you have to get to realize what the sur meira is. First you have to recognize the sur meira. First you have to recognize the sur meira. And then you can focus on the iskarvus. So sometimes people have to realize that they're not into a lot of problems that they don't hear it because a person sometimes doesn't have hakara atzmis. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't understand who he is. So therefore, he doesn't understand who he is. He doesn't understand what he should be doing with his life. And he doesn't understand who he should be marrying because he doesn't know really who he is. That's Rabbi Golden once said on the Rechuppah. We say, Asher bara sasa v'simcha chasa v'kala. Why do you say chasa v'kala in the middle? It should say Asher bara sasa v'simcha gila rina ditsa v'chedva. What's the chasa v'kala doing in the middle? So he said the pshat is because if the chasen and the kala don't know who they themselves are, they're not in tune with what their neshama is, then they're not going to be able to have all the gila rina ditsa v'chedva because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are, so they don't know who their mate is supposed to be, or they don't know what job in life they're supposed to be. But the ikar avoda of the karbanos is to get rid of all the false ideas and to be karev your nefesh with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Vayikra El Moshe. That's why it starts off Vayikra El Moshe. Vayikra El Moshe means that you have to hear the proper message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So since you have to hear the proper message from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore you'll understand what's on the mark. That's what Rav Shechter always says, that the Gemara says in Chagiga that Hashem cries for the misplaced people, for the people who are Osek in Torah and they shouldn't be Osek in Torah. They should be doing something else, or the people who are doing something else who should be Osek in Torah. And that's the idea of trying to understand themselves. Sometimes people think they should be more yeshivish than they really are, and in reality they shouldn't be, because that's not for them. And some people, maybe it is for them, and they're in a more modern situation, they should be in a more yeshivish setting. Different people have different nitiyas, and a person has to not fool himself of what really his nitiya is, and what's just a facade, and what's the pnimius. Karbanos is the chet ha-nefesh, because it's a chet in the pnimius. It's not understanding, not listening to the message correctly, not listening to be in tune with that bas kol that's coming out from Har Chorev, that's speaking to each and every individual. And that's nefesh kisechta, because the nefesh is not picking up right. It's static. The radio is static. You can't hear. You can't hear it. And that's what korbanos are all about. It's kapara on the nefesh. It's take away the avodah zarah, take away all the misguided thoughts, and take the nefesh and get closer to Ribbono Shalom. Because if you get closer, you'll hear the bas kol even clearer. You'll understand it even clearer. You'll understand what you should be doing, who you should be marrying, what type of job, when you should start dating. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different shorosh and neshama. But everyone has to hear what his neshama, what's for him. Doesn't matter what's for the other fellow. You got to know what's good for you. Just because the other fellow is like this, that, you got to know what's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you. And that you have to know based on the Hakara Atzmus of a person. You know, the Medrash says in page 20, Reb Pinchas, Reb Levi, Shem Reb Nachem, Losi Lovo Kol Karbonis B'Telim. All the Karbonis are going to be Bato. And except for Korban Todah. Except for Korban Todah, because we always have to give Todah to the Ribbon Shalom. Kol Karbonis B'Telim, Chutzmi Korban Todah. So Rav Kook has a fascinating pshat in what does it mean Kol Karbonis B'Telim. So Rav Kook in the Siddur, page 21, thanks to Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, pointed this out to me. He says, what do we say, the Pasuk, and that's the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol. We say this at the end of Shmon Esrei. V'orva Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yisraelayim, k'mi olam u'kshonim kadmonios. That the Korban Mincha is going to be Oriv to Hashem. So says Rav Kook, V'orva Hashem minchas Yehuda, v'alechayim hakrevi l'mizbeach,
whereas when you bring an animal to the Mizbeach, you're mala the animal. It was just an animal, and now it gets a higher level.
Because an animal doesn't have das, so how does the animal go up a notch?
It's only by putting them on the Mizbeach, that's the way the animal gets up a notch. That's why we bring behemoths to the Mizbeach. Shem ikar mochon ha-nefesh. Masha enkein ha-odom
Hashem belibo maybe nyaskel es maseh ha-korban mizkarvel Hashem bidaito. But a person doesn't have to be brought on the Mizbeach because he has das. So he can be misale through his das. But an animal doesn't have das. So then what? How is the animal misale? Through being brought on the Mizbeach.
Abo lo sidlovo, says Rav Kook, shefa ha-das.
What does the pasuk say? Look in Yeshaya, the next page. Lo yoruv lo eyuv lo shchitu b'chalak kochi kimol ha'aretz day as Hashem kabay miliyom mechasim. That lo sid lovo, das is going to be rampant. That even the animals are going to have das, because there's going to be so much gilui shchina in the world that even the animals are going to be makir. So then, the question is, if that be the case, so then what's the point of bringing them on the Mizbeach anymore? Because they're going to have their own das. So just like we say a man, you don't bring a human being on the Mizbeach because he gets high madrega through his das. Animal doesn't have das, so you have to bring it on the Mizbeach. But Losi Lovo, Mola Aretz, even the animals are going to have das. So then what's going to be? So that's Pshat, Akrovet Ye'az Shal Mincha. That Losi Lovo, Kol HaKarbonis B'Telim means there's only going to be a Korban Mincha. Because there's going to be so much that's what it means. Orval Hashem Minchas Yehuda. That Losid Lavo is only going to be the Korban Mincha, because the animals don't no longer have to be brought on the Mizbeach. Because why? Because the animals are going to have das kimol haaretz deyas Hashem. That's his prat in the Medrash. That Losid Lavo, the Korbanos B'Telim, means all the animal Korbanos are going to be B'Telim, only the Korban Mincha, and that's the Orval Hashem Minchas Yehuda. That's what Rav Kook said. But the Nogel in Yenenu, that's the idea over here. That the idea of Das is connects us with our Neshama, our Das. And the whole idea of Korbanos is to have the proper Das to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to do. What should I be doing now? Should I be a lawyer? Should I be an accountant? Should I go to the smicha program? What should I be doing? Should I be going out now? Should I be marrying this person? Should I not be marrying this person? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling? That we need the proper siyata d'shmaya, to have the das, to do the right thing. Because the bas calls are always coming out from Chorev. But you have to be a Moshe, meaning on a madrega, to hear the messages. And what should I be doing with my life? What should I be doing? Should I be doing chinuch? Should I be going to law school? And the answer is, for a certain person, this is the right answer. And for a different person, this is the right answer. There's no one right answer for everybody, because everyone is a different neshama. But we have to be in tune, and we have to try to understand what we're about. What kochos did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us? What talents did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us? What's our netiyah? We shouldn't be nechshvash ki sechta, means we went off the mark. We were supposed to be here and we ended up there, and that's not where we're supposed to be. So we need that das. Lossid lovo, even the animals are going to have das, so the korban is only going to be mincha. But the ikra of a korban is das. Das to understand what Yehovah is, what your tafkid is, what you're supposed to be in life. And that's nefesh ki sechta, is the aveira of being off the mark and not doing the right thing. And that we should always daven siyata d'shmaya, that we should do the right thing. We should be able to listen to the kolos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the har, that vayikra al Moshe, says Rashi, ha-kol holech u-megiya lo-oznov, v'chol Yisrael lo yo yishomim. They didn't hear it. But if you listen, you can hear. Baskol yotzei mechorev. If you open up your ears, you open up your neshama, you think about it a little bit. Not overthink. Some people overthink and it's no good either. But and you listen, you think, to do what's good for you, then you won't be a nefesh ki sechta. And that's the dual meaning of a korban. To get rid of the avodah zarah, get rid of all the wrong ideas, the wrong directions, and to focus in the korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. One second, Rabosai. If somebody here is there, it's out. I don't want you to leave because he's here to collect stock. I don't want him to lose out. He's here? Okay, so please.